This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
Trusted and relevant news coverage could be you very soon. Welcome into Hired, the GKB recruitment show. My name is Brian Z, your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. Not one, but two open producer roles to join our team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll give you some information on those, and we'll walk through the Big 8 questions with Taylor Smith, one of our teammates out of our home office in Milwaukee, about what it means to be a great teammate with GKB. That is all coming up on today's edition of Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Your career in news, talk, content creation starts right now. Welcome into Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. My name is Brian Z, your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. Joining us now here on Hired, he's the executive producer of News Radio 620 WTMJ. It is my buddy Greg Hill. Hey, G.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me, bud.
So before we get into the open roles right now on WTMJ Radio in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I want to talk about you and your career trajectory with Good Karma Brands.
Great.
Walk me through, give me the abbreviated Wikipedia version of your career with Good Karma Brands and WTMJ.
Sure. So started as part-time producer at night. My shift was 8 to midnight back in the day.
Love it.
Quickly turned to 6 to midnight, then 5 to midnight, from 2 days to 3 days to 6 days. That's kind of how it went. Bounced to ESPN for 2 years, produced Homer and Gabe, which was an amazing experience,
yep.
And then bumped back to WTMJ back at nights, and then eventually worked my way up the ladder and now producing the morning show.
So for those hearing all of that, weird hours, you've probably worked every hour of a 24-hour day, right?
You bet,
at some
yep.
point. What's the biggest lesson that you would want to relay to somebody trying to break into what we do from that journey?
If you want to be in it, be in it. No matter what the time, no matter what the shift or how long or how short really it yep. is. If you want to be in it, be in it. Say yes to, obviously, you know, have a balance and everything, but if you want to be here, then be here.
So one of the best pieces of advice or feedback, I should say, I ever got in my career was some people want to be on the air and other people do it, right?
Right, correct.
It takes doing the work in order to break in, and we've got a couple of roles open with WTMJ to be a producer. Before we get into those specific roles, though, what is WTMJ? We're on Coast to Coast.
Sure.
On Hired, the GKB recruitment show. For somebody interested in Los Angeles or Chicago or New York that would be curious about a role in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, what is 620 WTMJ?
Okay, so we are Wisconsin's news talk station. Trusted and relevant is our kind of our moniker, right? And we hold that true, and that's to everything that impacts somebody in Ozaukee County to somebody in Orange County, right? Because that can cover any local issues, common council issues, or something the president said that impacts everybody, every American under the sun, right? So what that means to us, again, is being top of mind, being relevant, being accurate, right? We don't have to be first, but we have to be right. And, you know, again, truthful in our reporting and getting the story out there, the important nuggets of what you need to know versus, again, we're not the talking heads. We're not the fodder or just to make a headline. That's not our job here.
Greg Hill is the executive producer of WTMJ in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, joins us here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. WTMJ hiring for not one, but two open producer roles in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What is a producer?
Cool.
Producer, Greg, for somebody who's interested in joining the team, what am I doing when I come in here if I get this?
Oh, that's interesting. You are not limited to a board op, a technical producer, a technical director, a director, honestly, an on-air talent to some degree. You are all of these things, but kind of a microcosm of each thing, and that's what makes a good producer. So you're not only just pushing the buttons, firing commercials, making sure that partners are getting what they've paid for, and making good content. You're also kind of wrangling every job into your own. Again, what I always say, especially when I'm interviewing candidates, is a good producer makes a good host great. A great host cannot make a good producer great, if that makes any sense.
It
so
does.
Everything funnels through you as the producer.
The way I've sort of always viewed it, and you know, I started as a producer, and yep. I think a lot of people that break into this content mm-hmm. creation space, especially in audio, you know, start as producers in some way, shape, or form, you really have to be the organizational brains of the operation, right?
Yeah, I remember using the this was in front of Craig Karmazin, our president and CEO. I remember saying to him once, you know, the car, the radio that is the car, if the the engine is the producer. And even if one producer is off, if one of those pistons is off, the car's not going to run correctly. So being that producer is, in fact, being the engine of the, rather the show and the station.
Really well said. So there's two roles open right now. Specifically about those roles, what's different about one versus the other? Is one producer specifically supposed to do one versus the other? How are these two open roles a little bit different?
Interesting, because there's a lot of parallels, but one open is for the producer of Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Very news heavy, right? Bringing you the stories of the day. And what's brilliant about Wisconsin's Afternoon News is you're catching everyone on the way home from work, from a traditional job, that is. But you want to wrap up the day and wrap up the stories. And again, stories break all the time at every hour of the day.
Totally.
So wrapping that up in Wisconsin's Afternoon News, being top of mind of what's happening in the world, what's going to be happening, and things to anticipate, that's what I need out of, and that's an abbreviated version, like you said, of who should is going to succeed in the Wisconsin's Afternoon News role. Now, just as important, the producer of What's on Tap with Sandy Max. It's kind of our lifestyle culture show, but again, funneled through the news. What are you going to want to pay attention to as it comes to entertainment, when it comes to arts, when it comes to the city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, and even beyond? What I need someone there is who's tapped into the entertainment, who's connected, who has networked with all these different organizations that maybe don't get so much play on a traditional WTMJ broadcast, but there's definitely room for that, right? There's room to plug the best events and, again, be part of not only the mission of WTMJ, but the community and the people that make us do what we do.
You can apply right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers for these two open producer roles with WTMJ in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How important, Greg, is a fundamental knowledge of Wisconsin, the community, the politics involved, the areas, the communities you'll be operating in? Can that be coached, or is that something in an ideal candidate you're looking for, having that basis of information?
That's super interesting. So I know what you think I'm going to say is absolutely, but no, I didn't grow up here. I didn't grow up in Milwaukee. I didn't grow up in Wisconsin. But I did listen to the radio 6, 8, 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
Start to pick up some things through osmosis. Kind of start to pick up who's the important players, who are the people having on the air, who are the hosts talking about, who's important in local politics, and you kind of start piecing these things together. So I don't need someone prepackaged, ready to know. I need someone ready to learn and understand all the things at hand that, you know, again, make us do what we do here at WTMJ.
Let's talk about core values, because
yeah,
they're at the heart of everything we do with Good Karma Brands. Work hard, be honest, over-deliver, listen, follow through, and teamwork. Is there one of those, Greg, that you think is most important in a producer role, especially with WTMJ?
Oh, interesting. So be honest is my favorite one, because it doesn't do good for anybody, including myself and including the candidate or anyone listening for that matter, if I'm not honest in every aspect. Now, is it always going to be great news? No, it isn't.
Yeah.
However, like, being honest is super important. Now, as far as the producer, as in the generic sense of the position, follow through. Got to follow through. Hey, I have this idea, or hey, I'm going to book this guest. Hey, you know what we should do? We should do this. Well, let's turn should into do, actually create something tangible. And again, you can spit ideas all day, but who's actually executing them? That's who stands out.
What is the growth trajectory in this role? I feel like when people break into the content creation space, everybody wants to be behind the mic. Everybody wants to be on the air. And sometimes I think you and I are great examples of this. I think we probably both got into this for that reason.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
And then you realize your skill sets may be better suited and you might get more excited about things that aren't that.
Yeah.
What's the growth trajectory like from these roles to something else?
It's what you want it to be, right? It's how much you want to be in the building. It's what you want to do. I was presented, when I really wanted to do sports, I was presented news talk opportunities. I was like, you know what? I'm going to stick with sports. And they're like, great. We love you there. Awesome. And now eventually you kind of weave in and out. I actually still told the story the other day, quick story. I wanted to be in sports. Then I heard Jason Wilde talk, Packers insider. Oh, I can't hang with this guy. There's no chance. So in the spirit of that, like, oh, maybe I do, you know, I do find a talent in making things, you know, being entertaining and creating. How can I impact the station without cracking open my mic? That was one of my personal missions.
Yeah.
So again, as far as your path to growth, it's what you want it to be. Now you got to put forth the time and the effort to do it, but we can certainly get you on whatever path you want to be a part of.
Greg Hill is our executive producer with 620 WTMJ, Wisconsin's radio station. He joins us here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. WTMJ hiring for two open producer roles right now. You can apply at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. when you're looking at resumes, you're actually looking at them, right? Because I feel like in 2025, it's very easy to believe that if I send my resume into a content creation space, it's going to get lost in the portal. Nobody ever read it. Greg Hill is actually the person that's going to be sifting through these.
Every single one. I think, yes, I have every single one. And I'll look at them, too. And again, like it's funny. You look at how different resumes look, especially on a case-to-case basis. Yeah. It's super interesting, especially from a hiring standpoint. But yeah, I'll look at everyone. I vet every single bullet point. If you say you have a show, I'm looking it up. If you say you worked for this station, I'm looking it up. Yeah. I'm not just going to – just because you got call letters, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, exactly what we're looking for.
What sticks out on that front? Is it experience? Is it where you went to school? What are the things that kind of jump out to you when you're looking at resumes?
Yeah, experience for sure. Again, being a legacy station ourselves, we also recognize other important call letters. So if you see a familiar, KMOX, for example, or maybe WBBM in Chicago. Like, if you see those kinds of things, like, oh, their mission is very similar. So there's going to be some, how should I say this? There's going to be some related things in there that are going to cross over well here. But as far as, you know, school, not so much. Yeah. You know, I came from a D3 school. Like, you know, represent UW lacrosse. What's up? But like, we don't have to be a blue chip thing here. And then if you got the behind the scenes, if you have the drive and the experience, then like, yeah, you're going to stand out.
Yeah, and I think that's important to say, right? Because those big brands and the experience at that top tier level that WTMJ is in the state of Wisconsin is really important. I think the flip side of that coin is just passion for what we do.
Exactly.
So I don't want to dissuade anybody from applying. If you're super passionate about radio or content creation, even at the college level, right? When I'm sifting through resumes on the ESPN Milwaukee side of things and looking at producers, if somebody's cutting their teeth at 10 p.m. at a college radio station when four people are listening, that's valuable to me, too.
Absolutely.
Because it means you really give a damn about what we're doing. You're going to treat this like the great opportunity that it is.
If I can read dependability in a list of bullet points, like, that's just a treasure chest right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is – you've put on paper what you do, and that speaks volumes to me, especially when I'm searching for candidates.
I think it's such a great quality to have. And I remember our market manager here in Milwaukee, Greg Scalzo, talking about this in one of our team-wide meetings recently. Greg grew up in Massachusetts. He's a big New England Patriots fan. And he was telling a story about how – Tom Brady, when the Patriots were at the top of the top and winning Super Bowl seemingly every year, he never had to worry about where Wes Welker or Julian Edelman or any of his receivers were. He just trusted that they were always going to be in the right place, doing the right thing, and you didn't have to worry about that. If your shift started at 7, you were going to be there at 6, and you were going to be ready for it, right? And I think those things are increasingly difficult to find in candidates breaking into this industry, so dependability is a huge one.
And two, I don't need everybody to be Tom Brady. Right? Like, I don't need everyone to walk in and be like, I'm the stud of this locker room. Like, to be honest, you're probably not. Like, to be truthful, but like, to honesty, core value. However, we can get you there, and I can get you the pieces.
And
for every Brady, there's a Wes Welker, right?
Exactly. You can't win without those players either. It takes everybody to pull in that right direction. Greg Hill, the executive producer of WTMJ in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Last one for you, Greg. When you think about all those 24-hour days that you've worked over the course of a decade plus with WTMJ, what are the two or three moments that stick out the most? Newsworthy moments, cool shows, cool interviews. What jumps to mind immediately for you?
Oh, plenty. Okay, so first of all, there's COVID, right? I've never been through the ringer of call screening more than I have with COVID. Such a divisive issue, which everyone had an opinion on. Obviously, it affected the whole world. So that was one. You know, coverage of George Floyd protests where they're shutting down the highways and we're literally doing play-by-play of people walking on I-94 West, like blocking the whole thing. Little lighter fare, Bucks winning the championship,
super
right?
Fun.
When they won the championship, I was still on the night shift, cut highlights for that game, and we went wall to wall. We did the first ever post, I guess you could call it a post-game show. WTMJ Nights was the name of the program at the time. Crossover with Wisconsin's Morning News with Gene Miller. Like, we went all the time, and you walked in that studio.
I covered game 6 where the Bucks won their championship in 2021, left the arena at like midnight, came straight to the studio and sat behind you producing that at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and like, we still talk about it, right? A few years ago, but it was like, man, that was so cool. And we have this like shared moment of like, yeah, we were in it, and this is why we do this to be here.
That is, you nailed it. That's the reason you get into it is every day has elements of that, right? Mm-hmm. Like every day has elements of that was so cool that I was a part of that. Even if it's a great traffic report or a great segment, those are fun moments too that stick out just as much as all the marquee moments that you talked about. But to come away with those memories and feel like you contributed to great coverage of moments that will be talked about forever is a really valuable, cool thing about some of these roles.
Especially in news, right? Like especially these global events or these, you know, impacting events. It's like, man, I remember what happened when XYZ happened. And I had a producer on his first solo night and the president got shot. And like all hands on deck. Now, it was super stressful, but he got to see the John Mercures, the Vince Vitranos, the heavy hitters coming in on a Saturday night to provide the information that we needed to provide the listeners who are depending on us for it.
Not every day is going to be like that, but if you can treat that day in terms of the way you approach it the same as you do a random Tuesday, you're going to be a successful candidate. Apply for these open producer roles with WTMJ in Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Greg, thank you for the time, buddy.
Appreciate you. Yeah, right back at you. Thank you.
More next on Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show. Welcome back into Hire, the GKB Recruitment Show. It's time to walk through the big eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with Good Karma Brands, with another awesome teammate from Good Karma Brands. Joining us now is Taylor Smith, our marketing design coordinator in our home office out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Brian.
Thank you for jumping on. First things first, walk me through your GKB journey. How did you find Good Karma Brands initially, and how did that lead you to where you are now?
So during my junior year at UW-Madison, I was part of a club called Sports Business Club, and we were looking for a guest speaker, and I was kind of going through my LinkedIn connections, and last minute asked Tom Olson, who at the time was with ESPN Madison, and he did us a huge favor and came and spoke to the club. And at that same time, I was looking for a summer internship, and he told me about Good Karma Brands and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, and I reached out and ended up getting the internship, interned in the summer of 2023, absolutely loved it, went back for my senior year at UW-Madison, and then came back to GKB right after graduation and started on the Milwaukee marketing team, loved it, and just transitioned into my new role with the multi-market team.
I always love hearing stories of interns that become teammates because that's how I started. And I think the valuable lesson in it is we have those internships for a reason, and this is firsthand experience. You can apply for internships year-round at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Internships are the way that we recruit our next generation of great teammates, right? It's not like, hey, come for 3 months, get your credit, make a couple of bucks and move on.
Yeah.
The people that treat it the right way, it really is the start of a fulfilling career.
For sure. And they always say the internship is what you put into it. Like you're going to get out a great internship if you are putting in the effort and you're meeting teammates and trying different things. And that's really what happened with me. I tried a little bit of everything, obviously really liked the marketing side. And when it was time for me to find a full-time job post-grad, it opened at the perfect time. And I was just really excited to come back with the group of people here.
So before we get into the big eight questions, what is a marketing design coordinator? What the heck do you do?
Yeah, so I work in PowerPoint and some Adobe products essentially all day. So what I do in my current role right now is I create campaign templates and then later create those campaigns for our multi-market team. So if LA and New York want to work together, we step in and help them out with that presentation. So I've been creating campaigns for some pretty big and exciting brands and just make the presentation look as good as possible so that we stand out, because a lot of people don't realize that these presentations and their looks truly matter, and that really stands out to potential partners when we put that effort in.
It's another one of those roles that you wouldn't necessarily think about on the surface level, but is incredibly important to presenting our brands at a best-in-class level. Taylor Smith, our marketing design coordinator out of our home office in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, joining us here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. All right, question one of the big eight questions, Taylor. Do I have to be a really big sports fan to work with Good Karma Brands?
Absolutely not. We have so many different types of people here at GKB. Some people that are huge sports fans, some people that don't even know the basics of football, and that's okay. This is not just a sports company. We have so many different things at Good Karma Brands. We have news, local talk, like 101.7 The Truth, and just so many different types of roles as well. If you're on ESPN Milwaukee as a host, you probably got to know sports a little bit.
Sure.
But if you're working in finance or behind the scenes, you absolutely don't have to know anything about sports.
Well, I was always appreciative when you were on the Milwaukee team to have a hockey buddy in the office as a big UW Badgers women's hockey fan. They've been crushing it for a long time now. Question two, it is said in some circles, Taylor, that GKB isn't necessarily for everybody. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What's your read on that?
Yeah, I do agree with this. And I actually was told this by a teammate when I was in the hiring process. Somebody told me that GKB is not for everybody, but they believed it was for me. And that really stuck with me. And that kind of drove me throughout my interview process. And I don't think that's said in like an exclusive type way where not everybody can get hired here. Not everybody is a fit here. It's said in a way where like the teammates here and their work ethic, their adaptability, drive, like everything here is unlike what I've experienced elsewhere. Yeah. And so I think just the teammates here are special, and it's not for everyone to have that sort of like level of compatibility.
What you're talking about is core values, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
It's kind of at the core of everything that we do, no pun intended. And it's not for everybody if you're not a core value fit. And those core values, we've got six of them. Listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, follow through, and teamwork. Which one of those resonates the most with you at this point in your career?
Yeah, for sure. So over-deliver has always been one that stood out to me. If you're over-delivering, you're doing the rest. You're working hard, you're listening, you're following through, you're being a good teammate. You're doing all the above. So if you're over-delivering, you're following all those core values and are just being the teammate that you need to be. And that always kind of stood out to me as someone who had like a grading system in high school where it was 1, 2, 3, 4. Like 4 was above and beyond. And so I was always aiming for that 4. So over-delivering is big for me.
Over-deliver always sounds like the big scary one. And I think in reality, it is doing the simple little things that stick out makes over-deliver resonate for me. How many people send a thank you note after they meet with somebody, right? How many people take a personal interest in somebody during a meeting, right?
Yeah.
Those are little over-delivers. It's not like you have to stay and work your ass off till midnight every day. Like that's what it presents externally. In reality, it's doing the little touch points that make us who we are.
For sure.
Question four with Taylor Smith, our marketing design coordinator out of our home office here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Culture, one of those business buzzwords that's really hard to define, but I think easy to feel. Do teammates have to fit within the culture here at GKB in order to be successful?
So something that really stood out to me in my interview process, in my final interview with Craig, our CEO, I asked about the culture. Obviously, that's kind of something you'd like to know about when you're interviewing for a company. And something that he said really stood out to me was, we're not looking for people that are culture fits. We're looking for people that are culture adds. And so I'd say culture is subjective. It's always changing, especially when new people are hired. I think it's important, obviously, to be a good person, to fit those core values, just be positive and a good person to be around. But I don't think there's necessarily a culture that you have to adhere to.
Right. The culture is who we are. And if you're a part of the team, it's who you are.
Yeah.
And if you're bringing your best self to it, you're going to expand the culture. You don't have to fit into it. You're going to grow it. And that's a really cool, exciting place to work and be every day. Really curious to hear your perspective on this next question, because like you said, you interned with GKB in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 2025. You've been an intern. You've been a teammate on our Milwaukee team marketing-wise, and now you've ascended to our home office team. That's three different roles in 2 years. Why do you think GKB teammates change jobs so often?
Yeah, obviously, like you said, I'm an example of this. And I think it's what makes this company so exciting is that it's always growing. New opportunities and new roles are opening all the time. Like 6 months ago, I couldn't even predicted that this would be a role that I would have changed teams. And I'd say a majority of people here like wouldn't be able to predict their exact path. And that's super exciting in my opinion, because I am someone who likes being like a planner and looking ahead at my career and having like 5-10 year plan. But I think I've kind of changed my mindset on that, where I'm at a space, and especially with this company, that I like to just kind of trust that things are going to open up and things are going to be fits for me. And again, I think this company gives people who have done well in their job a chance to be rewarded with exciting roles like that.
I think trust is the key word there, right? I think teammates have to trust their managers that ultimately they have the right thing in mind for you, and they're not going to put you in a situation or a role intentionally where you're going to fail. Conversely, I think, you know, I've always had trust in my managers and in leadership to make sure that they're going to set me up to succeed, right? So it's one of those situations where if there's mutual trust from the teammate and the manager, you hopefully end up in a good place that they've got your best interest in mind.
Definitely.
Question six of these big eight with Taylor Smith here on Hire, the GKB recruitment show. Radio companies. And I hesitate to even call us a radio company anymore anywhere in the country because I think we've grown and become so much more than that. But in content creation, a lot of companies, our peers, have decreased local content. We've done the exact opposite. We're blowing it out of the water. Why do you think we approach it that way?
Truthfully, I think it's because we're good at it. We succeed at it. Yeah. So why reduce it? And I think just for our iconic brands that we have, we're always finding new ways to improve, like adding a YouTube live stream or expanding social. So I see no point in decreasing it when we're good at it, truthfully.
I agree. And I also think it's about being active members of the communities that we serve, right? Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles, if we're talking about the New York Knicks as opposed to the Lakers, or if we're talking about something that's happening nationally as opposed to something that's happening in our backyard in LA, we're doing a disservice to the people that we talk to every single day, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that service mentality of being active members of the communities that we operate in is a huge part of why we approach things that way, in addition to being really, really good at it. Question seven, Taylor. Really simply, why do you think business partner with Good Karma Brands?
Outside of some obvious answers, like our wide range of assets and our ability to drive results, I think that our sales process is pretty unique just with how much we care and how much effort we put into it. One of those things that kind of stands out to me is our like in-house creative services team, which I'm also a part of. This team can put together new logos for a partner, graphics, ads for online, just about anything, and it doesn't cost the partner anything. And I think that's something super unique to us. And I think overall, just our ability to create customized solutions. Like, we come back and we talk about every partner. We don't just send them a commercial schedule and say, hey, this will be good enough for you. We really sit down and curate things for each partner.
And we call them partners for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're in a partnership with somebody, you want it to be mutually beneficial. And why would we not offer everything that we possibly can to make a partnership successful if we were just trying to pick your pocket, right? So I think
for
that's
sure.
an awesome, tangible example for people to hear of why we do things the way that we do, and more importantly, how we go about doing it with something like our in-house creative services team. Last one for you, Taylor. If you had one piece of advice for somebody who was interested in working with GKB, listening to the show coast to coast right now, what would it be?
For sure. So my piece of advice is more for like college students and recent grads, as I'm more in their shoes. But I think taking advantage of our internship program and our part-time roles are huge. Like we've talked about previously, so many people have gone from intern to full-time or part-time to full-time, intern, part-time, full-time. There's just about any path that you can take, and those are the roles that you truly do some pretty good learning, and you can meet so many different people, set up shadowing, see what you like, see what you don't like, and I think just taking advantage of those roles are huge.
And you're a living, breathing example of how quickly it can happen, right? Like less than two years ago, you were an intern, and now you're here every day full-time, an active, engaged teammate. Shoot, we have a teammate here in Milwaukee where we're doing this interview that was an intern less than a year ago and now is full-time, producing every day, has his hands on everything that we do from an ESPN Milwaukee perspective. Like, if you treat it right and you abide by the core values and there's a fit, why would we not incorporate you into the team? So I think that's an awesome piece of advice for up-and-comers trying to break in to Good Karma Brands. Taylor, we're lucky to have you on the team. Thank you so much for jumping on Hire, the GKB recruitment show, and hopefully down the line, a couple of more years into your career, we can have you back for a revisit.
Thank you for having me.
We will wrap it up on the other side. This is Hired, the GKB recruitment show. to apply for those open producer roles with 620 WTMJ, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. For our producer, Chris Larson, my name is Brian Z. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.